Wanda Johnson, Oscar Grant's mother, says the last time she heard from Alameda County District Attorney Nancy O'Malley was back in October when her office announced they would reopen their investigation into the circumstances that caused the death of Oscar Grant.
I have been waiting 12 years through hurt, through tears, through pain, and back at the same place again. It doesn't close the wound, it reopens the wound.
Right.
Not only am I suffering for 12 years, but the community, my family is suffering. We still go through the hurt, the pain, the tears for the loss of my son. I'm demanding that the officer be charged. I'm demanding that Nancy O'Malley do her job, do what she has been hired to do.
Grant's family, the legal counsel, and others demand District Attorney Nancy O'Malley charge former BART officer Anthony Peroni with aiding and abetting the felony murder of Oscar Grant in 2009. Johnson says O'Malley told her to wait until after Christmas for an update on their investigation. It was spurred by the 2019 release of an internal affairs investigation report conducted by the Mayor's Nave law firm in July 2009. In a written statement to KPFA News, the DA's office said it was in close contact with the family, but would not comment on the lurid descriptions of Peroni's actions contained in the report. The report concluded, quote, "The actions of Officer Peroni started a cascade of events that ultimately led to the shooting of Grant," unquote. John Burris is a leading civil rights attorney who represented Grant's family in their wrongful death lawsuit against BART police.
At the time we were involved in this case, we understood that Anthony Peroni was the cause of the entire case. He was the one that was physically assaulted and brutalized Oscar. He is the one that pulled all these young men together, and it was he the one that summoned Measurely over to him to help. And our view is if you hit somebody so hard that you create brain damage, you've engaged in an assaultive conduct that is inherently dangerous, and that can be an element of supporting felony murder. Excellent. And that's why we're so upset about it, and we do not want to hear anything about a 245 or an assault that goes to battery of some kind. We're not interested in that.
Grant's autopsy found that he had suffered trauma to the face and a brain hemorrhage from Peroni's repeated blows to his head. Peroni had repeatedly testified falsely that Grant had assaulted him prior to his use of force against him. However, video evidence tells a different story. At no point did Grant assault any officer. In fact, other witnesses testified that Grant did not pose a threat and was actually trying to help de-escalate a tense situation. Grant's uncle, Bobby Johnson, says in 2010, Nancy O'Malley's office alleged they could not prosecute Peroni because her office had run out of funds.
We went to Nancy O'Malley and made the complaint that we wanted charges filed against Tony Peroni back then in 2010, and it was stated to us that Alameda County had ran out of funds because of running back and forth to L.A., and therefore they couldn't charge him at that time.
Johnson says he and others are prepared to continue demonstrating publicly until the DA's office brings murder charges against Peroni. Attorneys say 12 years later, Peroni can still be charged, since felony murder has no statute of limitations. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.